Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Everyone, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
And guess where we're at? That's right, the Seal City Big Pour.
That's right, brother.
2009.
Yeah.
Nine. This is the third edition of this, and we are down here at Construction Junction.
What's your function?
I'm still coughing. This is still left over from the Erie Fest. I think I caught something up north.
From the heroin.
So we just made our way through the organic section. And right now there's pretty long lines of people waiting for food and coffee and all that other good organic stuff right now. The lines are so long that we can't get an interview, so we're just going to keep on walking. But you should definitely come check this out if you're really big into organic foods.
And I will say this. We're at the evening session, the second session. It's packed as hell in here. We're going to try and get as many interviews as we can. If not, we're going to try the beers ourselves. And
we'll let you know.
Yep.
All right, so we're walking through the main door. Ooh, this is definitely more crowded than it was for the first session last year. My God, look at all these people. This is fantastic. All right, so we are going to go to, which way do you want to go, left or right?
Yes.
We could start with East End.
Start with East End, yeah.
I think we'll start at East End. So, all right, guys, sit tight, and here we go. Hey, we're here with Scott Smith from East End Brewing, and you have to see this nifty award you won here. Sick Puppy, you got to make sure you get a picture of this. Look at that. He's standing up with it. All right, so what exactly is this that you won?
Well, you know, the guys at Bell's have one that's about 6 inches taller, so I do have award envy. And theirs is even more phallic than this. But this is the Construction Junction Creative Reuse Award. So they did a judging of all the breweries participating in the fest who's doing managing their operations with an eye toward environmental sustainability. So we won the small brewer category as a non-bottler, and Bell's took the top slot for the big brewery category. And I just love the idea that Bell's, in the context of this festival, is considered a big brewery. That's just awesome.
That is awesome.
And like none of the other, the big three in this country are not even considered breweries.
Yeah.
But those guys are big. So it's,
even on the environmental note, Scott, I do want to congratulate you too for actually making Draft Magazine.
Oh,
thank you. The green article.
Yeah. We got some. It's been a nice month of press. We got something in Draft Magazine as well as All About Beer did a piece on Gratitude Barley Wine.
Nice.
And limited edition beers. So it's kind of weird because now I got my phone ringing with all these out of state area codes. Where can I get this beer? You can come right here to the brewery again.
Yeah.
Anytime you like.
Pretty soon you're going to be one of the big boys.
Our mission is still to stay local and keep our local focus. I got, distributors in Philly knocking on my door wanting to pull the beer out there, but
right.
We don't have the capacity for it. And if we did that, we'd screw the local market out of all the beers. And plus, we'd be just mass producing stuff.
Right.
This way, we can stay small, do a lot of small batch beers, a lot of weird shit. And the weirder the better. We've got like three brand new beers on today. So
yeah, what do you have today?
Well, today we're doing on our hand engine here. If my voice can hold up through all three, we're serving on a hand engine a beer called Best Dressed Chicken. Story is behind the name is too long for your you'd run out your batteries, but it's a best bitter, and it's nice to give the small beers a little bit of love on the hand engine. It's not all about the big imperial barrel age, but it's a this beer is actually 10 days old, so it was a pile of grain 10 days ago, so super fresh, nice little session ale.
Thanks, bud.
The other new one we have is our Big Hop Harvest Ale, which is our year-round favorite that's brewed with, at this time of year, with the fresh-picked hops. We brought in 250 pounds of wet hops from New York State, the closest source we could come to Pittsburgh to find some wet hops. And we brewed 55 barrels of that this year.
Wow.
Which, for us, that was six batches of beer. So we actually, now that we have two people in the brewery, in spite of the economic downturn, we've doubled our staff in the last year.
Hey, that's a good thing.
So there's two people now. So we were able to brew round the clock
on
for 48 hours
beer,
of brewing.
Right? Yeah.
So we've had the 48-hour round-the-clock brewing. Now we just need to relax a bit and have the 48-hour round-the-clock drinking.
Right on, man.
We need a little bit of time away out of the brew house.
This cask ale is delicious.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Yeah, the hand engine treats it well. And then, of course, the beer of the day is the special beer for the Big Pour that we brew, a custom brew just for this fest every year. And that's Eye Opener, which is a nice big porter infused with coffee from La Prima Roasters. They have the Rachel Carson blend. So if you don't know who Rachel Carson is, she's a pioneer of environmentalism. It's actually from the Pittsburgh area. And so keeping it local with a local roaster, local environmental activists, putting the local beer at the local beer festival, fronting the local brewery.
See, I was actually reading about the Eye Opener on my way here since he was driving. Because you never Twitter and drive. But people on Twitter were talking about the Eye Opener on our way here.
Yeah.
And as soon as we got here, like, we have to go see Scott right away.
Yeah, so that one's going on tap at the halfway point, and we have that. We did it in the first session as well. We had a simultaneous release both here at the festival and at the brewery for Growler Hours. So when you say simultaneous release, it sounds a little dirty, but it's really it's just beer.
Well, your guy has his hand on the pump.
Yeah, that's right. So we're gonna go over to the coffee booth and get our tap handle to come over and christen the beer. Tap the gag here for the second session.
So we got 6:30. We got some time.
Awesome.
We'll be back. Save that voice.
All right.
Keep it hard.
Good talk to you guys.
Thanks.
Good talking to you, Scott. Hey, we're actually outside right now. We're at the Bocktown Beer Garden. And wouldn't you know it, Chris is here. Now, some of you might remember Chris from her Beer Dependence Day celebration reading of the Declaration of Beer Dependence.
At BocktownTapShot.com.
But we're here to talk about something a little bit more. What is this nice little device that you have out here in your beer garden?
We have Better Beer Face. You get to stick your head right through this little painting we've made and load it up onto the internet as your avatar, and then friend us on Facebook and we'll send you a prize. Everybody's hopping in there and having a great time. You can stick your hand out one hole and drink your beer, and your head's like right in the middle of a bunch of hops. It's a blast.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Actually, I have to give credit to Tara for thinking of it. We kind of have a carnival atmosphere out here in the Bocktown Beer Garden.
Thank you, Rainbow Boobs.
Thank you, Rainbow Boobs. We decided to sponsor the art and music this year, so we have an expanded area outside, and we decided to be artistic with it, have some fun, and Tara came up with the idea. Oh, Rainbow Boobs.
Now, Puppy, you know we're going to have to go get our picture taken in this thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Load it up there.
So what all do you have with you here in your tent?
I have about 12 employees with me today. Actually, Dayson, our bartender, everybody should know Dayson. Heather, she is one of our great closing servers. Inside, we've got my chef, Michael, Heather Wagner, and who else is in there? Becky worked the first session, so she's walking around drinking a few right now. Don't step over her if she gets in your way. And we've got a few customers that are actually helping us pour sheet crab soup, hot sausage meatballs, and fresh cut fries.
Very cool. And what I like, too, is look how long that line is.
That is a long line.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah, actually, New Holland is pouring some beer right beside us. We have toppings for our fries. We have like a little fresh cut fry bar right here.
free fries.
Free fries.
Oh.
You can do like Bucktown Burger fry-esque style. No burger, but you can pretend that they're there. You can just go over there and just put the bacon. Oh, crap, there's no bacon. We go over there and see what you see.
Well, you know what we could do? We could go inside and get the bacon from Harris Grill. We could steal their bacon.
Yes.
Bring it in. The people with the chocolate bacon. Bring that in, and then put that on top of the front. There we go. See, we got a plan together already.
You can blend all of them. I like the Ethiopian food so far, so you get all their great vegetarian food and put them on the fries. You're still doing good things.
Nice. So how did the first session go for you?
We had a great first session. I didn't see anything getting completely out of control. It was very busy, very friendly. The artists are getting a lot of good rapport with customers, too. So. Great. A lot of our customers were here the first session wearing Bucktown shirts, coming up to us and supporting us. We looked like Steeler T-shirts around, Steeler jerseys around. It was all Bucktown shirts.
I could have worn a Bucktown shirt, but I had to pimp shit. I drink that, you know.
That's okay. I'll give you the $10 later anyway.
All right.
Anybody in a Bucktown shirt got $10 from me if you want to know the truth.
Nice.
Well, I know you did a good job lubricating everyone earlier, because as we were driving here to the second session, we were coming through Regent Square, there's about three guys in Bucktown shirts stumbling in the D's.
I know who that is. Jason, behave.
She already knows the people.
I know who it was. I do.
That's fucking
very cool. Thank you very much, Chris. Go enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
And we're gonna go pick on Rainbow Boobs here for a little bit.
Yes, and imbibe a little bit.
Well, actually, before we let you go, would you mind being our camera lady for the...
Oh, not at all. I'll take your picture in the Better Beer face. And I can't wait till you guys come back out and do another show at Bucktown.
Oh, looking forward to it.
Oh, this is going to be fun. You will see these pictures on shouldidrinkthat.com. These are soon going to be our avatars because we love Chris that much. All right, here we go. It's picture time. All right, so you guys might recognize this brewery from the Beer on the Bay Festival that we were just at up in Erie. Well, guess what? They're down here now at the Steel City Big Pour 3rd Edition. We're here at the Ellicottville. And guess what? Dustin's going to tell us a little bit about the beers they have here and how they got involved with the Steel City Big Pour.
Basically, man, I called up Bonnie. She's one of the lead organizers of this event, and I asked her if she needed any beer, if there's any way we can get involved with this show, because we're I know a lot about Construction Junction, and I like what they're all about. So basically what it is, I called her up and said, hey, is there any way I can help you out? And she told me she was freaked out a little bit last year because for the VIP lunch and the brewer's dinner, she actually got 10 cases of Blue Moon, and she kind of upset a lot of people with that whole deal. So I said, hey, what if I just donate some beer for you guys, and we can take it from there? And she was very welcoming and said, go ahead and bring some beer down for it. And it was good. I called her 4 days before the event, and that was kind of crazy, and it was a little hectic, but everything went really smooth. And so I said, yeah. I brought down six different styles of beer for this show. I brought our two staples, our Pale Ale and our Blueberry Wheat. And then I went a little crazy and brought all our Imperial Series beers that we have out. I have our Cuvée, which is our Imperial Blonde Ale, aged on American Oak, and it's a blend of our 3 and 6 month. And I have our St. Jacob's Oak Aged Imperial Stout, which is our chocolate oatmeal stout, aged on French Oak. Both of those are clocking in around 8.5% alcohol. The stout we put on CO2 instead of nitro to balance out that heavy body from the malt bill, so it's not on nitro. And the other two that we have in our specialty bottles are our Panteus Dropus, which is our Imperial Pale Ale, 11.3% alcohol of Cascady goodness, and our Haguy Rye Ale, which is a citrusy, delicious Imperial Rye Ale. So those are our beers, man.
Wow, let me tell you, this is pretty impressive. We just came out here probably about 15, 20 minutes ago, and when we came out here, the line was probably a good 30 people deep. Right now, it's stretching almost twice as far back.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to pour prior to 3 o'clock for the VIP and brewer session, but Bonnie let us tap everything about 15 minutes earlier, and there was a whole lot of commotion going on. Everyone saw our tent set up and was asking where we were going to be and when we were going to start pouring, and I'm surprised that we were so well received down in the Pittsburgh area, to be honest with you.
Are your beers available in the Pittsburgh area?
They are not currently. We're working to try and find a distributor right now and to see how we can get down here. And we're talking to some different people here today. And hopefully this is a good showing for us. And hopefully someone will be really excited to pick us up and work with us. We're currently in Titusville. So that's about as close to Pittsburgh as we are right now. But it's a slow process. Hopefully by December we'll be all in this market.
Well, I can tell you that we have to get more of the distributors over here because these beers need to get in Pittsburgh. Especially the Panteus Dropus. not just because of the name, because this is it's a damn fine beverage. Well, cool. Dustin, thank you very much.
Appreciate
your time. And everyone, go check out their website. It will be linked on the shouldidrinkthat.com show notes, as always, the easy click section. And we'll be right back. All right, so what brings you to the Steel City Big Four this year?
I heard this is the best beer event in Pittsburgh, so I decided to come along. My friend here got me a spare ticket after it was already sold out, so I was definitely glad to be here.
Well, you definitely have to buy this man a beer when you get done here.
Indeed.
So what's been your favorite brewery so far?
You know what? I really like the Victory beer that I got just now is the Dark IPA.
Okay.
But I'm really a big fan of the East End Brewery, Pittsburgh-based, so I got to give them props.
So who would you say would be the biggest surprise that you found here so far? Besides, everyone knows Victory, we know East End. Is there somebody here that's given you a really big wow factor?
Really big wow factor? I don't know. I can't really say.
Ellicottville yet?
No, I have not hit Ellicottville yet. I definitely saw them right outside there.
Do it now, man.
All right.
Danius Rumpus, excellent IPA. And this is their Oak Age Stout as well.
They're not going to be on your map.
They're right at the bottom of the steps right here.
Somebody who has surprised me. It was the Bullfrog Brewery and Restaurant. They were really good. I know Williamsport, so I'm definitely going to have to make a stop out there when I go up that way.
We're here with Bullfrog Brewing from beautiful Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, brother.
And I have to say, one of the main reasons why I want to come over here, too, is when the brother of Father Spoon was out traveling through the great state of Pennsylvania, he actually stopped at the brewery and picked up a growler because he said, you know what, my little brother, he loves IPAs. I need to stop here. And I went nuts. It was hands down one of the best IPAs I've had out of this state.
Very good.
And now we're here talking to the brewery. So, Tim, tell us about the beers that you have here with you.
The beers we have with us is our Little Slugger. It's our American Ale. And, of course, our stable beer is the Edgar IPA, which is a very high alcohol content. It's 90 on the IBUs, so it's very bittery. We also brought our special Undead Ed, which is our Undead Edgar. And we took our regular Edgar IPA and threw in the Brettanomyces wild yeast. Threw it in the kettle. It's great. It's the first time we ever put the Brett in the IPA. This isn't even released to the public yet. Not till next month on First Friday. And the brewer, Terry, said, throw some in the truck, take it down there and see what the public thinks. And it's been crazy.
Well, we're going to let you know here. Sick Puppet, we got our glasses ready. I think we're going to have to try this out.
You got to try it out, man. There's no other beer here at the Big Pour like it. I guarantee it. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, dude, nice nose on that.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
It's an excellent nose on that. Very good.
That's awesome, dude.
What's
oh, my God.
This one, the bitterness, since it's in the with the wild yeast, I don't know exactly what the bitterness is going to be.
Okay,
I don't know what the alcohol content is going to be. All I know is it's our normal hops that we use in our IPA, and we just threw the Brettanomyces Brett, the wild yeast strain from Belgium in there, and that's what we got. It's the first time we ever did that, and people were going nuts over it.
That whole style is actually
good.
Really catching on in the craft beer industry, at least on the East Coast. I'm not sure about too many on the West, but I know Victory is doing it. You guys are doing it. It's spreading like...
It is. And Terry started this maybe a year and a half ago, and Terry is an amazing brewery. He has a mind that can just come up with different strains. He has his own CAs on yeast strain. He's got some amazing stuff, and when he starts doing, it's almost like a helter-skelter. He's got it in his mind that, and he comes up with stuff like, I'm not an IPA fan, and when he brought me up, we didn't even try this until today.
Absolutely, it does.
It's amazing.
You still get the hops, but you also get that wild flavor of the yeast. It's incredible.
And some people don't like the Brett, the yeast strain. Some people, but when they added it, and so some people, the one guy goes, man, I don't like Brett, I don't like Brett. And of course, when you add,
sour for them,
yeah. And when you added it to that IPA, it was a perfect balance of taste.
Now, see, I'm not a fan of the Brett myself, But having it mixed with this, sweet Jesus, fill me back up again. This is what the Beer Fest is all about right now.
That's right. And this isn't even available till the brewery till next month. So he did a framboza, which is a raspberry wild, back in June. And that he does 19 cases of bottles is what we get out of our vats. And that was gone in 23 minutes.
Wow.
I know you guys are out of Williamsport, but will this be available to us here in the Pittsburgh area?
It's not. It's not. People.
Can you send us some?
If you call up there, get a hold of me, get a hold of Terry. I'll make sure you guys get some. I'll save you some bottles because there's already a waiting list for it. People have been waiting months for it, and he's released.
Save us one, man. We'd be thrilled.
Excellent beer.
Just let me know when you're coming, and I'll make sure.
On the show, do the whole thing about it.
Well, in fact, for all of our fans out there that are listening right now that might not be familiar with the whole Pennsylvania area, where exactly is Williamsport?
Williamsport is almost dead center PA. We're about an hour and a half north, straight north of Harrisburg, maybe about an hour west of State College. So
you're not quite God's country. You're a little bit east of that.
A little bit east of that. So we're almost, we're about maybe an hour from Wilkes-Barre. So you have that range. You find it's where the home of the Little League World Series. So if you watched the World Series last month on ESPN, we're there.
And you know how you could tell this brewery's from Pennsylvania? Distance is measured in time.
It is. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's right.
I get that all the time. Every
I'll be
time
right
we
back
travel.
There.
How far away do you live? 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Only
in PA. We don't go miles here.
We don't believe in mileage. That's because we speed.
Come to the brewery. We everything's fresh. Everything's amazing.
Do you guys offer tours?
I don't know that question. Our brewer works from 3 in the morning till 11. So I'm sure if you got there when the brewery opened up and you asked for Terry Hallbaker, which is the brewer, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to show you how he does it.
Before we wrap this up, I have to ask you about the Hublonium P38.
Look at that thing.
This is
may I, sir?
Absolutely. This is going to be a little odd, too. This is our Hublonium P38.
I love the name, first off.
You know, I don't know if he was, you know, on something higher than alcohol when he thought this name up. It's our, he took our IPA and mixed it with our Belgian blend. So it's our American IPA and our Belgian ale. Mixed
sweet in. Jesus.
Oh, my God, dude. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that smells awesome. The aroma, I got a lot more hops in this one.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be different.
Is there any possibility of you guys bottling and?
They're actually looking for maybe an investment into a bigger building, bigger facility, so we can get to our customers in Pittsburgh, Philly, because we have such when we go to these group fests, the demand for us is amazing. Go for it.
I know him, but I don't know how.
Father Spoon, I'm here with a model. All right, I'm not even going to bullshit you at this point. I'm here with a model right now. You have to check out this outfit. Sick Puppy will be taking, he's already taking pictures of this. I'm not lying. For the record, for public record, state your name.
Kim Albrecht.
That's why I know you. No, I'm just kidding. All
right,
so what do you like about the Steel City Big Pour? What brings you to this event?
Beer. Food. Oh, my God, the food. But beer, food. The recycled stuff is really cool. I love Construction Junction. It's just fun. Doors and windows and things. And then more beer and more food. And all my friends love it. And I'm a model.
Do you really need a better reason? I don't think so. There's beer, there's food, and there's models.
What did you say?
So, what's been your favorite beer so far?
Well, I have my usuals of Schrogs Hopback and Dogfish Head 60 Minute, but Weyerbacher is one of my favorite places, and their pumpkin beer is fantastic. Okay. Oh, my God, it's fantastic. And I think it was Trogs has the Java head.
Yeah, Java head.
Oh, that was yum, 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 yum. So those are my two favorites right there.
Which is just now in the Pittsburgh area.
Yes.
Messini just got that in this past week.
I love Messini. Woohoo!
And we love models who jump up and down.
I bounce a lot. I'm a bouncer.
I'm a
bouncer and a model.
So has there been anyone that was a total surprise to you so far?
No, not really. Everyone, the people who I know are good, and the people that are so-so, well, there's been a few that are a little better this year, but nobody who's really stood out.
Okay.
Yet.
How far have you gone? Have you gone all the way around yet?
No, I'm kind of bouncing here, there, and everywhere like a molecule.
That's the best answer we've had so far.
Yes.
Well, we don't want to hold you up anymore. Thank you very much for your time. Go eat some more of these the mushroom and carrots. Is that what that is?
Mushrooms and carrots? Mushrooms and corn.
Oh, corn.
And
sorry,
peas.
Carrots. What the hell am I thinking? I need another beer.
There's no orange in there.
I'm looking at the sauce. The sauce kind
of
threw me off.
That's a spicy hummus.
That's a spicy hummus.
That's a spicy hummus.
Mm. All right, I'll tell you what. You get back to drinking beer. We'll get back to drinking beer.
Cheers, girl.
And everyone check out shouldidrinkthat.com. All right, so we're here with a local favorite of shouldidrinkthat.com. We're here with Matt from Voodoo. And, Matt, if you could tell us a little bit about the beers that you brought with you to the Beer Fest and your involvement so far with the Steel City Big Pour.
Well, basically, this is our second year. We brought our Grand Met, which is our Belgian Strong, our Winona's Big Brown Ale, our Pilzilla, and our White Magic of the Sun. Those are the beers that we're going to be putting out in 12-ounce bottles, so we kind of wanted to debut them here at the get everyone to get another chance to try them again here in Pittsburgh. And then at the same time, we did a special booth with leftover doors and stuff like that to our renew, reuse kind of concept, so our booth is all built out of reclaimed stuff from the brewery. So we're truly getting into the spirit of the Big Pour and Construction Junction.
Now, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is Titusville isn't known for its craft beer, but you've done something unbelievable there with the Blue Canoe. What was the festival that you had going on there? And if you could, for a little bit, talk about your new restaurant and brew pub there.
Well, basically, after we opened it, the city came to us immediately with the Oil 150 festival, which was the 150th anniversary of the first oil well that was ever drilled was in Titusville. So immediately they wanted us to do the Beer Fest, which was a success one time before, a failure because I wasn't there anymore to actually make sure it worked, and said, we need to do it again. So luckily we have a new city manager who was from Madison, Wisconsin, and realized that great beer people are really great people. And so they thoroughly pressed hard for us to do the Beer Fest, which is a large undertaking, and it's a lot of work, and there's so many festivals. But for the town of Titusville, of about 3,800 people, we crammed 1,500 people into a town corner for one afternoon of great local music, and 26 breweries showed up day of, from New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and New Jersey. So, I mean, to be able to pull brewers from, and these were brewers, not just representatives, and that was the really nice thing. And at the same time, the town was super appreciative. We got people in there that they've never seen at Beer Fest, and that was the goal, was to introduce that area to great beer, and that we're not just weird people for starting a brew pub, that there are other people out there that drink reds and Belgian beers and stouts and things of that nature. So the brew pub has got a second life. We were the original operators, but we weren't the owners, and with some help from some local investors and the redevelopment authority, we were given the opportunity to reopen it because they saw the benefit that it had for the town, and so do the townspeople. So, I mean, our support's been fantastic. I knew it would help, and I knew it would work, It just needs people that really care about beer, and that's our goal. So as far as we're paying the bills, and in this economy right now, that's a plus. So,
well, here's the big question of the night that I'm trying to ask everybody here. What brings you back to the Steel City Big Pour?
Oh, I mean, just great people. The group that runs the Construction Junction and all their affiliates and the volunteers, they're on top of it. They make sure that everything's taken care of. It's a great group of people. These people want to know about beer. They want to try beer. And as a brewer, all that matters is we could serve 10,000 people, and if they don't care, it's a waste of money. If you can serve 500 people and they really want to know about beer, that's 500 people that are actually going to go and think about the next beer they buy. And that's what means more to us in the future, is people that are going to think about beer and not just consume beer. Because beer should be thinking beverage, just like good food's a thinking process. So,
I think that just brought tear to my eye. That is the best answer I think I've ever heard about craft beer. The other thing, too, is why did you get into craft beer?
Oh, boy. The people.
What was your main inspiration for getting into craft beer?
I love the romance. I love beer. You can do whatever you want. You get to invent yourself. You get to reinvent yourself. You could be a chemistry geek in high school, and you can be a rock star in the beer world because you get to put that science to artistic craft. And beer has so many personalities, and the people that drink it have so many personalities. You can go from a punk rocker to a lawyer, every customer. There's no definition to a beer drinker, and there's a beer definition to a beer drinker, but there's no definition to a craft beer drinker. They're everybody that just wants something of flavor and innovation, I think. So it allows you to be an artist as well as a scientist. So
I think you should trademark that and put on a couple t-shirts. Fantastic. Well, Matt, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
We are here. Oh, and by chance, Rainbow Boobs from Blocktown shows up. This is fantastic. Everybody's showing up to the Voodoo Tent. So there you go. This was Voodoo Brewing. Somebody's trying to get through right now. Go check out their website. Matt, what is your website?
It's www.voodoobrewery.com.
There you go. Check it out. ShouldIDrinkThat.com, Father Spoon. We're going to go try to hit a few more here.
Hi, this is Rainbow Boobs coming live from the Steel City Big Pour 2009. And I just have to say that the Voodoo Brewery booth reeks of Satan and cinnamon. I have no idea why, but I think I like it. Great job, Matt.
Hey, let's go Pens.
Tickets to the Penn Sabres in Buffalo, and we're going to rip some Buffalo ass.
That's because bailed out and lewd by Sid Crosby, and he's going to score about 4 goals. Gino will be drunk because it's before the Christmas holiday. You know, Russian Orthodox.
This is why they should screen people before they get to the beer fest.
So despite all the crap that we have to take before we get down here, as from being from south of Buffalo, like, seriously, man, like, your Pittsburgh people, man, took us in like we were one of their own, and we had a super great time down here, and we hopefully will be down here in this market, because Pittsburgh's a great beer town, man, and Should I Drink That? You guys are awesome, man, so thank you for that. And yes, that's thank you.
From the mouth of a Buffalo Bills fan. Do I need to add to that?
Go ahead.
He's a very gifted brewer, don't get me wrong. But he's a Buffalo Bills fan.
Awesome.
I mean, do I need to add to that?
He's got T.O.
T.O.'s got B.O. Yeah. And that's a lame joke.
Philly's got Vic.
Dude, I got like $2,000 on a dogfight that Vic's holding down. Just because he's out of jail does not mean he's not holding action. Alright.
That's awesome.
Ellicottville Brewing. Let's give them a hand.
But when you said that, I'm like, wait.
So here we are. This is Father Spoon. Of course.
Sick Bubby.
We are in the parking lot of the Steel City Big Pour right now. Everything is finished up.
It's very quiet. I can hear the air conditioning system on top of a building right now. It's so damn quiet.
It's almost 10 after 10. We helped clean up with the EBC guys, with Voodoo.
by cleanup, he meant
drink their beers.
The kegs will be lighter, and they don't have to take it home.
You got that right. So, Sick Puppy, what was your favorite beer of the evening?
I had a lot of good beers tonight, and I know a lot of them didn't make it on the show. But I would have to say, other than the local folks that we know and love, EBC, Ellicott Brewing.
Absolutely, hands down.
Hands down. The Panius Dropus, which we had in the Erie show. But the new one for this time was their St. James Stout. Saint something stout. I forget.
Saint something stout, yeah.
It was one of them dead Christian fucking table. I don't know. But, yeah, all jokes aside, their stout was phenomenal. Good coffee flavor to it. Had an oak aroma and a little bit of hint to it. It was very, very well done.
I think, hands down, this was the brewery that everybody has to be looking out for in the Pennsylvania market right now.
The line around Ellicott, because nobody knew they were coming to this beer fest, was huge. It was around, like, the block, if you will.
We're not kidding either. When we were saying there was 40 or 50 people waiting in line, there seriously was
that
many people.
Dude, we're not going to interview with these guys at all because of the people. But we did, which is cool.
And, you know, you did hear from them at the Beer on the Bay Festival, too, up in Erie, which was our last show. But seriously, hands down, this is one of the best breweries that you people have to get your hands onto.
Yep.
We're going to try whatever we do we can to get them in the Pittsburgh market.
Let me say this as well. This is our third Steel City Big Pour, 2009. Still one of my favorite brewfests to go to, even local or not local. This is my favorite brewfest.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so well done. The
amount of food that's available.
Yeah.
People need to come to this festival to see how to throw their own brewfest.
I had some Egyptian food tonight. I forget the name of that.
Egyptian food was awesome.
It was awesome. It was great.
That was awesome.
And you know me, dude. I'm not a foodie. It was awesome.
And I keep wanting to say hands down on everything, but seriously, this is the best beer festival you're going to go to. Now, granted, Beer on the Bay is an awesome festival, but
other
this one...
Other than GABF, but I actually think I'd like this better than GABF. GABF is great, but way too many people.
There's a lot of art. There's a lot of great craft beer. There's a lot of great people here.
Yes.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of good things about this beer fest. If you're in the Pittsburgh area or even 2-3 hours out, next year, 2010 Steel City Big Pour, make an effort to show up. It's well worth the trip.
The helicopter.
Damn my ankle bracelet.
I think that means we have to get going.
I'm kidding.
So for the Steel City Big Pour 2009, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
Sick Puppy.
ShouldIDrinkThat.com or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, we out.
Bitches.